Hi, Alejandra. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. My name's Matt, by the way. And you were just speaking with Juan over there, and he does a really good job at explaining briefly what we do. Now, you guys, like, focus on a couple different services, right? You do chimney cleaning, gutter cleaning. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, we do a little bit of everything.
Doesn't everybody, right? Well, explain to me, like, what you mean by a little bit of everything. Like, kind of give me, like, your core businesses, like, things that you do.
So we do gutter cleanings. We do very small gutter repairs. Like, we do downspout repairs. Like, if a gutter is bent, we repair it. We do dryer vent cleanings, dryer vent relines. We do chimney cleanings, chimney inspections, level one. We do chimney relines, chimney.
Gotcha.
We do a little, like when I said a little bit of everything, I meant a little bit of everything.
Do you guys do like power and pressure washing or no?
Yeah, we do power washing. We do like, of course, chimney relines. We do patios.
Sure.
We do retaining walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's
because my pressure washing guys, I mean, I see your services, but obviously, you know, chimney cleaning and that sort of thing is not something I see day in and day out, but my pressure washing guys are crushing it on Google. I mean, they are, I have one guy right now in Florida that's like got 8 trucks now on the roads, right?
Oh,
because
yeah,
of my
that
services.
Makes sense for
so,
Florida too.
Yeah. But everybody needs
Maryland's a little bit different.
Yeah.
We just
no,
had
I
snow
totally,
yesterday,
and that's,
so.
And the good news, though, is you guys offer so many different services, Alejandra, that it's going to be really good for our team to be able to optimize you guys on all those different services that you provide. You know, so the chimney cleaning, the gutter repairs, the dryer vent. All that stuff, like, we can definitely help you appear. So when people do type those keywords and stuff that relates to that type of business in your area and your demographic, we want you to show up, okay?
Okay.
So the first step that we do is, like, we get your exposure on Google. So, like I said, on those keywords, they see you, and then you get the calls. Have you guys ever done any advertising for the business before?
We do it with Yelp. We've tried Google Ads, but for some reason we weren't too successful with Google Ads. I don't know if it was because it was at the beginning. So we started our business in November of 2020, so like right when like COVID was rampant. And so I don't know if it was because of that. We just haven't given it a try just because we were highly disappointed with that.
Yeah.
And I've tried to get verified with Google.
By the way, you know?
Yeah. And it was a difficult time. But I was like a little like disheartened because I was like, well, maybe let's just try
Yelp.
You're
like,
Yelp
Google might not work because you threw some money at it and it didn't really get you the response. I do manage people's Yelp pages. By the way, I have several clients on Yelp. Yelp is okay, you know, I think Yelp's all right, but it's nothing compared to Google. And the reasoning why I probably say that is 93% of the time when somebody is looking for a business, they go onto
Google
and they type in a keyword onto Google. So they would type in chimney cleaning, right? And whoever shows up on the first page, they would give a call. That's basically how Google works, right? The reason why you didn't get success on pay-per-click in the past is because pay-per-click, whether they click on it or not, it's charging you, right? So if you're not getting calls, getting those calls, you're like, you're just throwing money down the road. So what we do is more like, we do more organic searches. So when they do search for the keywords that you're showing up, and it's not on a pay-per-click model. Okay. Now, I do have a pay-per-lead program I can eventually bring to the table for you. That's like a whole nother discussion. But just simply put, you know, we are able to get you on all these keywords. It has about a 25-mile radius on it, and you'll be on the first page of Google for any of these
keywords. Okay, yeah, because I've been having trouble even verifying the school with their new video verification.
What happened? They wanted a video, or what's been causing you not to verify?
I saw a video, and like apparently now they want me to send them the video unlocking our company vehicle. So I'm going to have to do that. So I'm going to have to show them my street. I'm going to have to send them a video of our truck and of our van, and then show them a video of me unlocking my husband's van that has all of our business info, or our truck that has all of our business info. Mm-hmm. So they can know that, you know, it's our business.
You know why Google's doing that right now? Is they just don't want anybody showing up on Google. They're being super picky now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everybody and their grandmother tried to get on Google, right? Oh. And Google used to be a lot more relaxed. And now there's like a whole bunch of bunky businesses on Google, right? And bad companies on Google. And I get it. Like, it should have been like that a long time ago.
From the get-go.
They should have been more... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just send me a verification postcard. Because, so, at the beginning, we had this dude... create us a Google listing, right? And I contacted this guy, like, okay, can you give me the email? I need access to it. And he never responded. So there's another Dana Construction LLC and Chimney Services showing up in Damascus, which was where we used to live. But I can't get it deleted. And I'm contacted Google, like, this is, like, not our Google at this point, because this person took ownership and never provided us with the information, and he just...
So there's a J&A chimney right now, you're saying, showing up on the different... Because I see one J&A Construction and Chimney Services. Is that the one you're talking about?
Does it say Woodfield Road on there?
Hold on. This one just shows 301-254-1025 is the phone number.
Let me see.
I think, is this yours? Is this yours that has 11 Google reviews?
That's us.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the right one, or is that the wrong one you're saying?
No, that's the right one. So the other one has nothing. It's just stagnant.
Yeah,
and
we can
help get
that removed if we needed to. But, you know, this one right now that you have, and I like your website, by the way. We definitely should put some other services, though, to kind of highlight what else you do. if my team needs to help you with that, we can definitely do that. I would definitely... because, you know, my goal is kind of like highlight all the different services you guys do, like gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and then power washing. Because the power washing really, I mean, I have power washing guys all over the country, all over the place, even on your side of the country. And like I have one in Maryland, and I have a couple in Ohio. And my point I'm making is power washing guys like, rush it on Google, right? I'm not saying chimney's not going to get you leads. I'm not saying that dryer vent cleaning's not going to get you leads. But, you know, like, is somebody looking for those services all day long on Google?
No.
Yeah, there's people
not
looking, but compared to power washing, it's like night and day. Like, I'm looking at the search volume in your area right now, and there's a lot of people that are looking for, like, window cleaning, power washing, that sort of service. And the cool news is you guys could really offer that to the public and really take that section. Obviously, we want to focus heavily on your chimney cleaning, but, you know, during the summertime when everybody's getting their homes looking sparkly clean, right? You know, you can definitely offer that service and really kind of take that to the next level. So,
thank you for suggesting that, because that was honestly like one of the least expected things we expected to hear, because I was like, we do power washing on occasion. Like, we're actually doing one like in McLean in a few days. That's actually a good idea, especially summer that's coming up, and like, it's just things you don't really think about, because we get gutters. Like, gutters is our thing.
Yeah. Cool is I can bring gutter cleaning and gutter repair paper leads to you down the road, and I can also bring power washing pay-per-leads to you down the road.
Okay.
I mean, it's a process to get you vetted with Google, because it's like a program where you participate with Google where you show up at the very tippy top. And those leads are, like, phenomenal, the best leads you could buy. And the reason why they're so good is you get to talk to those people first and ask them a bunch of questions and actually have a conversation with them, Alejandra. And if you like the lead, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead, you don't have to pay for it. So it's not a pay per call.
Yeah,
so it's not a pay per call. It's a pay per quality lead, right? But it does take about 2 months to get you vetted. They do a background check on you guys, make sure no felonies, like in the last 7 years. They want to make sure you guys have liability insurance, right? And so once the whole vetting process is done, then we can really start ramping you up, right, on those leads, you know, to take your business to the next level. So, like, my power washing guys right now, I mean, they're literally, like, getting ramped up right now to take those, because this is the season, right? It's literally starting right as we're speaking. And
it's cool.
So that would be kind of cool to, like, eventually do that. And then, you know, like, you guys are already on a great start of having 11 five-star reviews. Great first start, right? A lot of my guys that I see only have, like, a couple. Like, you guys are at least 11. We definitely want to get those up, okay? I'm going to send you a quick text, because there's a couple things I want you to take a look at. And so you can understand, because half the battle is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle is, how do we get you to stand out amongst the crowd? Right?
Right.
Because everybody's got a logo and everybody has a business name, right? So my theory is, we always want to stand out, and we really want to, like, do that. And so how do we do that? Well, here's a great example. I'm sending you one of my clients right now. They're called Lewis Pest Control. Okay, they're out of South Carolina, and I want you to go ahead and click on this link that I just sent you.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Let's see.
And then once you have it up, let me.
I have it.
Okay. You see the photo of them standing next to their van, right?
And their
nice polo shirts. Okay. That's what I talk about, standing out, right?
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have to have your van wrapped or, you know, but having a good, solid photo of, like, you and your husband, right? Or, you know, you and your guys, basically, you know, nicely dressed, right? And using that photo all over the place really helps you stand out amongst the crowds. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've been talking this concept very heavily lately, more than ever, because, you know, yes, getting on Google, like, is very and super important, right? Because that's where everybody goes to find businesses. The other half is, like, stuff like this, right? Having that photo, having enough five-star reviews. I mean, if you notice, Lewis has over 102 five-star reviews on Google now, okay?
Right.
So, obviously, you don't get there overnight. It took him some time to get to 100-something five-star reviews, over a year now for him to get there, right? But my point is, you know, we have the tools to help you guys really take your business to the next level, right? And get your exposure. So what were you going to say?
Did you help him with his website also, or just, like,
We did his website. He wanted his website a certain way. Okay. So, yeah, but we did his website. I mean, I have definitely – I like your website. I think your website's great. I think – did you have somebody do it, or did you do it?
I helped out. So I had somebody kind of walk me through, and then I helped her out with – because she didn't really I guess there might have been a language barrier, which is totally fine. So I was just patient enough to just get it the way I really wanted it. Like, some of the slides, some of the pictures, some of the description, I fixed it up because I just wanted to make sure.
Well, that totally makes a lot of sense, you know. And the cool thing is, we're going to be able to, like, create you, like, a website. So, like, here's an example. If you, like, wanted us to redo your website, here's kind of like an example of how we can kind of start with like a template and then build it from here. So I just sent you one right now. So take a look at this.
Okay. Let's see. It's just one. Okay, Greg's roofing.
Okay, so we would put your name. We would put a different photo, probably like a Lewis Pest photo if we could get a photo like that of you guys. Your logo would be at the top, and then like different pictures, and we can definitely create you a nice-looking website, right? Mm-hmm. We would start first with like one of our templates, and we have so many that, that you can choose from, and then we would build out the website from there. And in fact, I'm willing to have my team do that, and I would have it done so we wouldn't even charge you to do that.
Okay. But do you think
if you move forward with us, I would definitely take care of you is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
But do you think this one outbeats the one we
we definitely have better templates, I would say.
But I do
like your website. There's nothing wrong with your website. I think we would just need to make, like, if you can get access to it and make some changes, like change up some photos of it, then I don't necessarily think you need to really redo your website. We would just promote your website. You would give us access to your website. We would build some codes and stuff into the website. But in terms of, like, where it's at, I think you should just keep your website. I just think you need to promote other services on the first page, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all about chimney, right?
It is.
And I get it, because that's kind of your core of your business. But right now, right, most people aren't, like, looking at cleaning their chimneys so much, right? They want to power wash. They want to clean their windows. Right.
Yeah.
And so they want to fix up their gutters, you know.
You mean on the first page? Yeah. I mean, it does say chimney maintenance, chimney inspection, gutter cleaning services, construction services. And then we put in like a gallery of what we do. So it shows you like the cleaning, the gutters, the chimneys.
Yeah.
So I try to put a little bit of everything in there.
Well, what I was thinking is like the main, you see the main photo right there? Like when you look, welcome to J&N Construction LLC and Chimney Services. It just
it's
like
a, it's a chimney.
It's just like first glance, somebody looking at it's gonna say it's just chimney, right?
Yeah, it tastes
so we
covered.
Wanna like really like we wanna like somehow emphasize like on the top of the page much more than just chimney. So
yeah, I think that would be a great idea. Like showcase more of what we do essentially.
Yeah, just like, exactly. Like, maybe have an image of, like, the chimney that you have there, but then him also power washing and put those two together.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like, that could really kind of, like, okay, now they see, welcome to J&N Construction LLC and Chimney and Cleaning Services or something like that. You know what I mean? Or chimney and cleaning services, you know, because I would definitely get rid of the LLC part of that too. I would just say, welcome to J&A Construction Cleaning and Chimney Services.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Replace
LLC
with the word cleaning. Okay,
yeah,
so that would be, like, what I would first glance kind of, like, see, like, those little moderation changes. But ultimately, the exposure part of getting you on the first page of Google is really what's going to, like, make or break. People really don't, like, a website is good to have, obviously, but a website's only a simple tool just to make sure you're credible, okay? What people are really looking at is, okay, all right, you have 11 Google reviews. Let's get that to 25, then 50, right? And we actually have a tool to help you get those 5-star reviews, okay? So the cool thing is all that work that you guys have done over the last 5 years now, you can go back and input all your clients' info into our system. We really only need name and phone number, to be honest. But if you have email, that's great too. But you put it into our system, And then our system will send them out an automated text message. Thank you for using J&A Chimney Services. We appreciate your business. Our business is built on 5-star reviews. Please click this link and leave us a 5-star review. Again, we appreciate your business. You know?
Yeah.
And our tool.
Yeah. And I honestly need to get better at, like, honestly, I'm a little bit more shy when it comes to our customers. My husband's more, I'm like an ambivert. So I can be an introvert at times and I can be extrovert at times. He's more extroverted than I am. He has no, like, embarrassment is not a word in his dictionary. Like, I am more hesitant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh my God,
exactly,
like for me, like even calling a customer and saying, hi, I just wanted to follow up on the email we sent you in regards to the estimate. Like I sound confident, but inside I'm shaking. I'm just like, oh my God, like,
yeah, it's kind of
anxiety.
Yeah. I get that. And everybody's built differently. Like me, I'm a huge extrovert. So that's why I do well here and I have so many clients is because I'm just very communicative and, you know.
And my husband as well. Like he's on Yelp. We have like a 4.9. I think we have like almost 50 reviews. And that's what they like highlight, that we're friendly and that he's friendly when he goes out. And I'm like, okay, at least, you know, they notice that pattern. Like, But,
and Yelp is good. Like, I mean, yeah, it's like the fact that you've been getting decent results on Yelp is fantastic because that just goes to scream how much, like, once you really get onto Google, what that's going to do for your business because Google is where everybody goes first and then they get redirected to like an Angie's or a Yelp. See, when somebody types in like chimney repair, they'll see like 12 top chimney repair companies. Like Yelp will kind of like advertise something like that and then redirect them from Google to Yelp for them to go fill out their information. So a lot of times my clients, once they really get a good taste of Google, they really start putting like more of their budget to Google because again, 93% of the time, they're going to Google your clients over anywhere else. They may end up at, they may end up at Yelp, right, eventually, but they went to Google first to look for a specific keyword, right? And then, you know, because nobody goes to Yelp first to find a business, right? Most of the time they don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
But just like Angie's, like who goes on Angie's? Let me go find, let me see what Angie's has to say. No, nobody does that, right? Everybody just Googles it. You know, so
it's easier.
it is. It's easier, but Google like owns the platform, right? They've had that forever. So,
it's
you know, and it's a misfortune when I see that, you know, people say, hey, I tried this or, you know, I tried, you know, a PPC campaign and it doesn't work for them, you know? But let me go over, okay, so obviously you get, we get you on the first page, we'll help you, like, you know, with the reviews, we'll help you with all that. If you need help recreating a website, we could always do so. I don't think you should recreate your website because I like your website. I just think some tweaks need to be made to it.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
I agree
with the tweaks.
like some of the tweaks, but other than that, I would keep your website the way it is.
Okay.
It's great. It's fantastic. I see good websites all the time that people put time and energy into. It's like, why change it if it ain't broke? You know what I mean? So, but I will say, highlighting some of the other services on that first page, especially when you're looking at it, will definitely, you know, benefit you. The second way that we help your business grow, okay, because we haven't talked about this. Let's say somebody goes on to Google and they type in power washing, right? Because they want their house to be power washed, okay? And they see you on Google, but they don't call you, okay? So obviously we're like, okay, well, how do we get back in front of them? How do we get them to call you, right? So we actually do something very interesting, right? And that is we do this thing called a retargeting ad. I don't know if you've ever been onto Google and you type in something, and then next thing you know, you're watching a YouTube video, and that same thing you typed in earlier is now throwing ads at you. Have you ever had that happen to you before?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a lot of people freak out about that. They'll be like, how do you know what I'm looking at?
Exactly. So what we do, is we do that concept of what we use Facebook to do it on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen is, let's say somebody typed in, like I said, power washing in your area, and they don't call you. Well, anytime that they log onto their personal Facebook page, they're going to see an ad from your business, right, motivating them to want to call you as well.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we don't spend a lot of money on that concept, but we spend enough where it generates a good return on investment every month.
Okay.
So obviously it does help bring in like more calls, right? And it helps, you know, like in case they don't call you from Google, to get back in front of them, right? To try and motivate them to give you guys a buzz, because, you know, we just don't want to lose business either in case they don't call you, right? So that's why we use Facebook. And why Facebook over anywhere else? Well, Facebook is actually the most second viewed platform besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure we're dominating, like, and capturing that book of business, right? So Facebook is viewed much more than Yelp, much more viewed than Angie's, right? But most people, when they try to advertise on Facebook, they go at it in the way wrong angle. With us, we're only targeting people looking for the services that you do in your area. Right? Those are the only people that are going to see the ad.
Okay.
So, it's very
so we would have to have essentially a Facebook business page?
Yeah. We can help create you one too. That's not a problem. It's very easy.
Okay. Yeah. Just because I don't have Facebook, guys.
What's that?
So I wouldn't know how to really navigate it. I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
no problem. We can help you. We can help you create the Facebook page. And then once we have the Facebook page created, we're just going to be running the ads for you guys on our package. Okay. Now, the third way that we help your business grow, like I said, is those pay per leads that we talked about. Okay. So I'm going to pull up the pricing real quick, and I'll go over to you with that and let you know how that kind of works. So let me just take a look at, see what the pay-per-leads are running in your area too, because every area is different. It's all based on a couple different things. But the cool thing is, I'm glad you guys do the pressure washing and all that, because that's a good business on Google.
Yeah.
Super good business, you know?
At least right now that it's getting warmer.
Yeah, exactly. Because people want their windows cleaned. They want their house, you know, pressure washed, right? They want their gutters cleaned out. Like, all those services, huge, huge, huge on Google, right?
Right.
And then the chimney, obviously, will definitely bring in leads too. But I'm glad you guys kind of do a multitude of services, okay? And then your home base is 20872, correct?
21208.
21208, you said?
Mm-hmm. We're in Pikesville.
Okay. Because I show one that you were in Damascus, Maryland, yeah? Or no?
Mm-hmm. That's the one that isn't correct.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'll have to pull that up in a second. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure. 21208. Just make sure everything's good here.
No.
Just bear with me. Okay. Cool news is your zip code, the cost per leads are a lot less expensive than the one that's in the 20872. So the fact that you're in 21208, you're actually saving a little bit of money by being in that zip code versus the other one, which is, I guess, good news, right?
Yeah, because we're like 30 minutes away from the city.
Yeah, you're kind of by Baltimore, right? A little bit?
Yeah, we're like 30 minutes away from downtown.
Yeah, because that's the hub of this, of the campaign, is the Baltimore, and it spreads out. Yeah. So how it works is this, okay? If you want the lead, it's $19 for the qualified lead.
Okay.
So that's for the pay-per-lead program. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me do this. I'm going to send you an email because I think it's going to be easier for me to break all this down to you, right, so you can see it rather than just me saying it. Let me grab your email, Alejandra, and I'll send this email right to you right now.
So our email is on jnaconstructionllc2020@gmail.com.
JNA Construction, and you said 2020? Did I get that right?
LLC
2020. Okay, LLC 2020. Gotcha.
Yeah.
LLC 2020. And it's at Gmail?
At Gmail.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send this to you right now, and then we can break this down.
So I had a question. So let's use Lewis Test, for example. So if I put Test Control or something in South Carolina, would they appear?
Yeah, so if you went onto Google right now and you typed in pest control in Anderson, South Carolina, they would show up.
Anderson, South Carolina. I've been to South Carolina once. See.
Yeah?
Anderson, yeah. In Anderson, South Carolina. So I got, let's see.
So at the very tippy top, you'll see a couple people. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your search results are showing right now, but I show Rocket Pest Control. Right? I show Case, and then underneath the businesses section, Foothills Pest Control, Orkin, Lewis Pest. You see all that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Lewis is on, like, so the map section, there's different parts of Google. So Lewis is showing up on the first page on the map section, right? And all, like, in surrounding areas even as well, right? But at the very tippy top is reserved for the paper leads, where they're like, you see next to it says, get a quote, get phone number, right? Get phone number. Like, I see, you show Rocket Pest Control at the very tippy top under the sponsors.
Yeah.
Are they showing right now?
That's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the pay-per-lead program that I was kind of telling you about. Like, that would be like, in your case, we can do the same thing for you, right, and get those pay-per-leads, but it does take 2 months to get that set up, okay?
Okay.
But
Lewis, I wonder how Rocket did it.
What?
I wonder how Rocket did it.
Well, no, normally Lewis is showing up right where Rocket is, but Lewis doesn't have his pay-per-leads on right now because he's so busy with work. He's so busy with work that he is not running his paper leads right now.
Oh, makes sense. Okay.
Do you understand? So he turns it on when he needs the extra business, but when he doesn't need the extra business, he's not, he's just showing up on that map section because that, the map sections are flat rate, you know, package, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm talking about of getting you on there, right?
Yeah.
So where, you know, you have that going for you, right?
What if we wanted to get on the South Carolina? It has to be 2 months, but would we be paying for that in advance, or how does that work?
Okay, so to get you on the map section doesn't take you a full, like, 2-3 months kind of thing, like getting on the paper lead program, okay?
Right.
So the first couple weeks we have to do the programming and get all your ad stuff, so you'll start seeing results your first 30 days, but it's really like month two where this thing kind of takes off, right, where you're going to see a night and day difference in phone calls, and then obviously month three it's like really full steam ahead, right? So you know, cool thing is you know, once we get you there though, right, and you do start getting that traction, that's where, you know, this is going to have a good ROI on a month-to-month basis. Lewis started with one van, and now he has 12 vans on the streets.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah. He's about a $3 million company now. What's that?
Oh, I'm proud of him because he started around the same time we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely, he just made a video for us. I'm going to include that in our email. He's definitely really, like come a long way when it comes to, you know, and I like use him as my poster child, right? Because, you know, he has the photo, he has the, you know, this is success of using our services. And, he's really like just done very well for himself. And as I always say, if Lewis can do it, then anybody else can do it. Right. And it just comes down to having the right marketing and the right approach, you know, to business. So he, definitely though has done very well. It's been great watching him grow his business.
Right. Yeah. How long has he been working alongside you?
Just a little over a year. Not super long, but like long enough. And like one of his things that he wished he started was the paper leads, you know, faster. Cause it took him a while for him to like get the paper leads going. Right.
Yeah.
But, he churns on his paper leads probably a couple times a week, like when he needs those extra leads. But when he doesn't need the extra leads, he keeps it off. Right.
Yeah,
so that's the
smart.
Cool thing too, is you guys can turn on and off those. Yeah. You have full control over that.
Yeah. I agree. I'd probably do that if I would feel super overwhelmed with everything.
Yeah, totally. And the, cool news is like you have all the tools there and like all the phone calls are recorded for you guys too. So the cool thing is we're going to know exactly where the lead came from, what city it came from, like did it come from Facebook, did it come from Google, right? We have all the analytics. So when we have your monthly call with you, Alejandra, we're going to go over all the leads, kind of see what's working, what's not working. So we can constantly like do tweaks along the way to keep making you guys more and more successful.
Right. Okay. And then as far as payment and pricing, how would it work for us essentially?
Yeah, it's a monthly, and that's why I'm getting you over the pricing right now. You know, so the cool thing is it's like a flat rate. I mean, there is some like cost to getting the pay per leads going because we got to pay for your background check and all that. But after we get that going, like I said, it's still just a monthly rate. And then once we get your pay per leads going, the only additional cost to then our monthly package is your paper lead costs.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay.
And then
now, there is one thing I do need to talk to you about. Let's say we decided to do the paper leads, which I highly recommend you do. But again, it comes down to obviously cost and everything else. If you decide to do it, right, let's fast forward 2 months from now. Okay. So it's May, right? You're ready to start taking on those power washing and window cleaning kind of leads, right? At the rate of $19 per qualified lead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, you got the ability to receive or reject the lead. So after talking to them, you know, if you really want the lead, it's going to cost you $19. Okay. So it's very, very fair when it comes down to it. Now Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front on that program.
Okay.
So basically it's like a qualified account. So 13 times 19, that's $247. Okay. But the cool thing is you can draw from that as quickly or as slowly as you like. Right.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, a nice thing about that is it allows you to, go at a good rate. Right. And honestly, like I haven't seen like power washing and window cleaning leads that inexpensive in a long time. So you're very blessed, I should say, to be in the area you are because Google is not charging as much on these leads in your area as they do in other areas. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have guys right now spending $56 on those type of leads. Right. And so every area is different. It comes down to supply and demand and all that other stuff. But definitely, just sending this right now. I'm just making sure I got everything in the email here so you can take a look at it.
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent this email. Why don't you go check it?
And then
we can talk about it. Sometimes it takes mm-hmm. about a couple seconds. You know how that works.
Okay.
And then as soon as it comes through, just let me know.
Let's see. Bear with me.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't see it yet. Let me check my spam folder. Oh, wait. Hold on. Bear with me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. It takes a second, like it always does. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Okay, I got it. So here is
the
pricing.
Mm-hmm. So here's how it breaks down. First month is $549 if we decide to do the paper leads. Okay? $199 mm-hmm. gets you on the first page of Google for all the keywords that relate to your business, just like Lewis Pass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then $100 we're spending on the package for the Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay.
That's every month. So every month it's mm-hmm. $299. You'll see that in a second when we go down there, right?
Okay.
The reason mm-hmm. why the first month is a little bit of extra money is because mm-hmm. it gets you approved for the pay-per-lead. It's called Google Guarantee, right? There's mm-hmm. a one-time cost on that because we got to pay for your background check, and it covers our time to handle all the paperwork and get you pre-approved because, as you know, mm-hmm. dealing with Google is never easy, right? So mm-hmm. thankfully, we're Google's biggest partner out there. By the way, we are the largest in the space, so you're dealing with mm-hmm. Google's number one partner. We're able to kind of streamline it a little bit, and mm-hmm. but it's still time-consuming to get it approved, okay? So after the first month of $549, it drops down to $299 a month thereafter. The only additional cost to your flat rate package, right? Because Lewis is on the same package as you are, right? The only difference is how many paper leads you take in addition to your $299, okay? So obviously you have to prepay for 13 of those leads, right, which is $247. And the cool thing is you can start drawing from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you guys like. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was telling you, just like Lewis, he doesn't have his on because right now he's too busy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when the times where he can take on extra leads, he turns it on. So that's going to be the same thing you'll be able to do. And what a lot of my clients do, Alejandra, is they'll mm-hmm. take two leads. Right. So they'll take two of the $19 ones. Right. And mm-hmm. then they'll turn it off. Right, and then they'll work those mm-hmm. two leads very aggressively to make sure that it turns into a really good paying job, right? And then once it does, mm-hmm. then they turn it back on and take two more. And then they kind of go back and forth like that, two okay. leads at a time kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. And then as far as this, I did tell Juan that, like, my husband and I, we make all of our financial decisions together in general, in life and mm-hmm. in business.
Yeah, totally. Completely understand.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would have to talk to him about, like, this cost. Mm-hmm. Because I know it's a commitment, and I definitely know it's something that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's picking up material at the moment, so.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, like, what kind of questions would he have? I kind of went through everything with you, so it's going to be hard mm-hmm. for you kind of to explain everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm more than willing to get on a call with you guys later and kind of explain everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you tell me, like, what you feel would be best on your guys' situation.
Okay. Well, I can explain it to him, and I can kind of break it down based off of like, what you sent me.
Yeah.
And just tell him exactly what you are trying to do as far as, like, I guess getting us on the first page, and then the paper's leads, and the just pretty much everything that you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, is this within your guys' means and your budget, would you say, this package?
Somewhat.
Okay. I mean, I'm never going to be the cheapest, and I'm never going to be the most expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is, though, am I going to get you the best results? Absolutely. And here's the cool thing, mm-hmm. right? Because I definitely want you to watch that Lewis video, too, because he, like
yeah.
I said, he just literally made a video for us. But what's so unique and what my clients have been seeing is for every dollar they spend, they get $10 back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the return on investment for our packages, right, is
mm-hmm.
very, very good, right? I mean, it's incredible, actually. And it's because we're on Google, right? So we're placing you where people are actively looking to find
mm-hmm.
businesses.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, makes sense. Give me 1 second. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, sorry.
No worries. It's Friday. It never slows down, right?
Yeah. I just have to make sure, like, I'm, like, picking up and, like, I'm just a lot. We have, like, jobs lined up for next week and tomorrow, so I'm trying to make sure that everything's coordinated with everyone.
The good news is business is coming in. right?
Yeah.
And now it's time to really take it to the next level. And, you know, Google will do that for you guys, Alejandra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have some clients that spend $40,000 a month with me, right? I even sent you one of my big clients. Like, Lewis spends a decent amount, but he's definitely not my biggest, right? Definitely not your close. But he's just a good example, like, of what we do. My electrical company, Stingray Electric, their video, that guy spends some serious money on his leads and his campaign with me. And the point I'm making is if you guys can make this work, again, it's $549 your first month, right? I know the first month's a little bit of money, right? But then every month thereafter, it's $299 a month, right? So it's extremely affordable. It's not crazy. It's a flat rate. It'll never go up on you, right? And then the only additional cost is when you need those extra leads, they're $19 bucks for those paper leads.
And then, so as far as getting on the first page of Google, it would take some time, right? It wouldn't like happen overnight.
I mean, it's not going to take like months and months and months either, but it's, it takes, you know, like first couple weeks, we'll start getting you traction in like the first 30 days. You're really going to start ranking on some of the keywords. And then like month two is really when everything's like taken off and like, you're going to see like really a noticeable night and day difference of ranking and all that. I wish it's like we just flick a switch and you're there. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we have to do programming. We have to get all the cross links and we got to make sure we have your website optimized, so that it does rank on the search engine, right? So there's all these little things. You know, obviously we got to finish your Google Business Profile verification process to make sure that gets completed. Again, my team's going to hold your hand so we don't just throw you in the deep end and expect you guys to swim. Like, we're really going to like make sure that, you know, all the elements are successful so that, you know, you guys get the success and you stay with us. So the cool thing with us, is, you know, we don't lock you any like long-term contract either, which is nice. You know, we do ask a 3-month commitment, but then after the 3 months, it strictly goes to a month-to-month relationship with us. So we're so confident that we're going to get you, you know, a good return on your investment every month that, you know, we don't need to lock you in any like long-term thing.
Okay. So there's no,
you guys
like, want to
give it a try? What was that?
You're saying there's like no contract or anything, right?
Yeah, there's a 3-month commitment. Like if you cancel within the first 3 months, there's like a little early termination thing that applies. Because because we lose money the first 3 months with any of our clients, by the way, right? By the time we do all the programming, all the time, it's all like, there's so much work that needs to be done, right? And we literally throw a ton of manpower behind you guys so you guys can get on the search engine quickly, right? So that's why we ask 3 months with all of our businesses, right, to, you know, show you and show us how well you're going to be, you know, how everything's going to be effective, you know? But I have a 96% retention rate. So 96% of my clients stay with me.
Hold on. Give me a second. Sorry, I came to pick up insulation for a job.
Nice.
I did carpool
do insulation
and
as well?
I did. It's for a chimney. I did that. Abby, hold on. Give me a second. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I was explaining it to you. I don't know if you heard me. That we're doing
no,
a wrap.
No, it was muted.
Oh, sorry.
No. No. Oh. What were you saying though? Go on.
Sorry. We did carpool and we were picking up material, so that's what he's doing right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, so that's why I'm in between doing, mom and dad duties, and we're doing mom and dad duties, and then
Does your husband, what's your husband's name, by the way, so I'm not calling him your husband?
Jose,
that's what I thought you said. I just didn't want to say the wrong name. I was like, I thought she said Jose, but, you know, I got clients named Jesus, too, and I'm like, I always get it confused.
Yeah.
Does your husband understand, does Jose get, the power of Google? Does he see value, in terms of, getting you guys yourself there?
I'm sorry. What was the last part?
I said, does your husband understand, the value of getting on the first page of Google? That's what I was asking you.
We've talked about it extensively as far as what we. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, give me 1 second. Another call. I'm sorry.
Uh huh. Hello? Yeah.
Hi. Okay, sorry.
No worries.
I had a question. So, would I be able to give you a call back once I discuss this a little bit more extensively with Jose?
Yeah, when do you think you and Jose are going to be seeing each other?
well, today.
No. I get that. I mean, when you guys think you'll be able to talk about it, I'm like, I hope you see him today.
Well, today, funny. I would talk to him about it today.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, cause obviously I want to make sure I hold this position for you guys. Cause, I did have a question though for you. Your typical job. How much does that usually make you guys when you guys go out and do a job? I know you guys do all kinds of different services, but if you were to say, Matt, we typically make XYZ, what does that number kind of look like on your average job?
Are you talking about, let's say a rewind?
Yeah, just like you're like the service that you mainly do. What would you say you guys make on average? You know, for your day to day jobs that you offer.
It really all depends on the size of the liner and everything. So there's really for us, there's really no average I can tell you, because it can make anywhere from almost 6,000.
2,500.
Es inteligente, entre más grande les dije, el precio más te van a cobrar en el lead.
Así funciona con ellos.
Sorry, that was Jose.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's here. It's just that I haven't explained to him.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So what is he saying about 2,500 would be your average?
That would probably be the lowest end. That's not the highest.
Wow.
The highest.
So your jobs are like much, much higher ticket item. You're kind of like my roofers, right? Obviously the power washing is going to be a lot less. Like if we start, you know, getting you business on that, but at least that'll bring in more jobs. I mean, the cool thing is all we got to do is get you at least one job a month and this thing more than pays for itself. Right. That's how I always look at, like, you know, like, what does it look like, the worst case scenario kind of stuff. And as long as we get you at least one job, right, and a month on our ads and what you're spending for your $299 package, then it's definitely going to really boost your business. Now, obviously, nobody knows how much work or little work you're going to get, but at the end of the day, that your exposure is going to be there and we're going to be able to market you guys for several different services. So not just the chimney, but like I mentioned in the email, right? We're going to be able to Alejandra, you know, get you guys for power washing, gutter repair, window cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, all that stuff. Right. And that's all going to be there. So the magnitude, you know, of this position is definitely there. And, you know, we'd love it to be you guys that we fill it with rather than one of your competitors, because then you guys get a benefit from that book of business in your backyard versus them.
We don't clean windows.
It's just power washing. That's the same kind of vertical. Power washing, window cleaning, that's the same kind of vertical. Does that make sense? You know, so when somebody wants power washing, like on their house, they want their windows clean. That's the same thing. That's what that means.
Okay.
So, okay. So it's under that, like that, that kind of vertical. So that's what I meant by that. Okay. So, you know, we're a very performance based company. So we want to ensure your like online success. You know, I'm sure Jose is not going to oppose you spending $10 a day to get on Google. Right. But however, you know, I want you to get their blessing. I mean, you can go ahead, you can talk to them, you know, I you can definitely put me on hold and then, you know, I can wait for you.
Right now I have to kind of deal with my my little ones too. Because we picked up our son from carpool and I haven't even asked him how his day went, so
I completely understand.
Yeah.
I know, just like, because I don't know if you heard earlier, but somebody did fall off the first page, right? So that's why you guys got a phone call today, because as soon as that happens, Google lets us know, and then we just start calling, and my job is to, you know, fill first page placement for businesses, right? So obviously, you know, we want it to be you. You know, I can temporarily put a hold on this if you guys are serious, but you let me know. I mean, do you see this something you guys want to do for your business?
I mean, it seems interesting. It's just that I have to discuss it with Jose because I want to see what he thinks. If he thinks that it's worth it, just because, again, we've kind of tried – this whole thing with Google before, and it was a little bit, it was a bust, essentially.
Yeah. And it's the way you went at it, though. So hopefully you understand, like, I mean, when you do a pay-per-click Whether they click on it or not, you're getting charged. So that's what's so great about my flat rate package is I'm going to have you on the first page of Google, right? But it's a flat rate.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So whether you get 30 phone calls or only 20 phone calls, it's just a flat rate, right? And then $100 of that, as I've shown you on the breakdown of the pricing, Alejandra, goes towards your Facebook ads as well. So we're going to be kind of fishing in a couple different ponds, as I always say. So you'll have both Google working for you, and then if they don't call you on Google, you'll have Facebook to try and capture, you know, some business to call you off of that. And then,
right.
And then in addition to that, if we do the paper leads and start working on that project, right, you'll have those paper leads to eventually draw from those, right, to add more fuel to the fire. So to shoot you straight, I can blow Yelp out of the water with what I do. That's how good my services are. Right. Yelp is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Yelp partner, right? I do manage a lot of Yelp campaigns. Like I probably have over 100 clients of like Yelp campaigns that we're managing and we're building out and whatnot and stuff. So, you know, Yelp is good, but nothing beats the power of Google, right? So getting on that first page is really going to benefit your business.
Right. So what I'll do is I'll talk with him about it, and then I'll send you an email based off of what he says. Like if he agrees or if we need a little bit more time, and then maybe contact you guys at a later time and see if you guys can help us then.
Yeah. Yeah. My recommendation would be to just kind of scale a little bit of the budget of Yelp and apply it towards this. That would be my recommendation, and give us 3 months to really see, and then you can compare it to Yelp, you know, at that time, and then you can really see which one is performing better for you. So my recommendation would be just to scale Yelp down a little bit and really put your money towards Google. That is going to actually be more effective for you, because having the right team really does matter, right? Your experience of trying Yelp, Google yourself, that's the problem. That's why you weren't successful, because you don't offense, but you know, a lot of times people don't know what they're doing, and then they just try it, and then they throw money at it, and then it's not successful, and they think Google doesn't work. Well, there's a reason why, you know, we have 19,000 businesses with us on a month-to-month basis, right?
Right.
That are actually winning, right? So my point is, you know, Google more than works, right? Google is the platform. You just got to have yourself on the first page, and you got to have the right team like pushing you there. You see, so great news is, you know, if you're making $2,500 at least on a job, right, all I got to do is get you at least one job, right, every single month, and this thing is taking off. If I get you two jobs, you're going to love me, right? So, you know, that's just one of the keywords, though. I'm not just going to focus on chimney stuff. We're going to focus on, you know, like the gutter and the you know, the dryer vent and the, all that stuff, right? And the power washing, like I want to make sure we cover all those services. And the beautiful thing is you're going to get benefit of all those keywords by being on the first page of Google for those different keywords. So that's going to give you like the power of having like three different businesses under one, you know, package. And I'll make sure that our team takes care of you on all of that.
Thank you. And then I do appreciate you and your time. And then what I'll do is, again, I'll talk to Jose and see what he thinks. Show him what you showed me as far as the pricing and explain to him how it works. And then
you
could go from there.
Yeah. Hopefully we can do some business together and we can help your company out this year. You know, like
thank
I said,
you.
You know, you'll have a whole team behind me too. Like I even assign an account person that will help me like stay in contact with you and make sure that you're getting all your documents and that, you know, the video is getting done, right? So I have like a grunt worker that will be in contact with you on a day-to-day basis as well. I am extremely busy. But we will, make sure that nothing like falls through the cracks. So I can tell you right now without a shadow of a doubt that if you guys put your trust into this, Alejandra, you're going to see better results than Yelp. No doubt.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. And again, I'll just talk to him and see, and then I'll be in touch.
No problem. Appreciate your time, ma'am, and we'll
talk
soon, okay?
Likewise. Talk soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.